Come. Come. Bear witness to something from which the world has yet to recover. An event like no other, whereby we finally grasp the reality behind and under the word God. Come, bear witness to our God, our source, the very foundation of the universe, the consciousness of the Big Bang that set us in motion. Come bear witness to this source, willingly setting aside all power and might to take hold of an even greater destiny. Come, bear witness to the suffering servant, the man Jesus, who stood upright in the face of the religious and political elite and proved to the world just how impotent and meaningless violent power really is. Come, bear witness to the source of your salvation, the source of your redemption, nailed upon a Roman cross. Come, come on, y'all. Bear witness and leave here forever changed by a revelation of such power. Only a few of us are hearing this story for the first time, if there's any of us at all. Most of us have heard this story countless times. Probably we've heard it too many times. Too many times we've heard tell of the man riding into town on a donkey, hearing Hosanna shouts of adulation. Countless times we've waved our own palms just like we did this morning, offering up our own Hosannas. And yet, the familiarity with this story threatens our grasp of its power. We allow ourselves to become bored. Bored by the story of this palm-soaked passion at our own peril, for then we miss the unparalleled beauty of this story. Flesh. Flesh like ours became the home of God on earth, and from flesh like ours poured forth grace, mercy, and everlasting salvation. Y'all, we need this story right now, the story of God in the world, as close to us as our breath, as the breath in our lungs, as close to us in the dirt underneath our fingernails after a day gardening, the story of this intimate God walking and talking, healing and loving, the story of this intimate God showing up, showing us what love truly looks like. The story of this God on a cross, nails in hand and feet, naked, vulnerable, laid bare before the Romans and the Judeans, laid bare before all the world for all time and eternity. And the sacrifice, this cross, it was a completion of the sacrifice of his whole life. A life lived down at the bottom, attuned to those most in need of love. A love that put him at odds with the wisdom of the day and the laws of his own faith. To the woman who was bleeding for years, he offered the tenderness of a non-judgmental touch. To the lepers who had gone years without an embrace of affirmation, he reminded them of their full and total humanity. Our God in flesh walked among the tombs of the Gerasenes and took hold of our dear friend Legion, who had waited his whole life just for that moment, meeting a God made low, so that he could become elevated and made high. Beloved, we cannot afford to let these stories of his love slip through the fingers of our minds. And surely, we should not treat today's passion as if there's nothing more to learn from this man's sorrow. Treating today like any other day deprives us of the opportunity to transform our lives and thereby take our place in the transformation of the entire world, y'all, beginning right here in Washington, North Carolina. The voices of babes cry out because they know this truth. Your heart cries out because you know this truth. The voice of children cry out because they know this truth. Everybody in here's voice cries out because we know this truth. This sacrifice, this cross, it's everything for us. We cannot afford to let this moment pass us by. But first, a question. Why are you here today? Non-rhetorical. If you were forced to come here today by parents or spouses or your duty, you already know your answer. But for those who have chosen to come here today, and maybe you did have to show up here, but you love it anyway, so I'll ask you the same question. What are you hoping to gain from today and the rest of Holy Week? Is it the pageantry that you've come for? Though subtle, there is indeed pageantry today, but not the pageantry of the palms alone, just as it was for those who watched him enter Jerusalem. Our procession of palms and hosannas gives way to his procession through the streets of Jerusalem. The cross bearing down upon his back as the crowd moves from acclamation to pity, and then from pity to abject horror. There's pageantry. Yes, but it's the pageantry of the cross, of the crimson robe and the crown of thorns. It's a pageant of contradiction, a spectacle of inversion, whereby all the world bears witness to God's reduction, to God's humiliation, to God being crushed under the grinding wheel of human violence and torment. This is a pageant not meant to be observed, friends, with polite indifference. We are being summoned. Summoned by forces much grander than ourselves, calling us to allow this pageant to break us. To break us open, to challenge us, to confront the impulses and intentions of our hearts as we navigate a world where the relentless wheel of human violence continues to turn triumphantly. This story is not just one of our spiritual salvation. It is that, yes, but it's so much more. This story is meant to challenge everything about ourselves that we hold dear and irreducible, and to do the same with the whole world out there. These stories, I must tell you, are indeed meant to trouble us, to make us profoundly uncomfortable as we reckon with the purity of Jesus Christ being sullied and stained by the world's horror. What must you do within yourself to be open and receptive to this transformational power, to the power that comes with these troubling services, to these troubling stories, with these narratives that make us uncomfortable as we seek comfort from them? Are you ready for these sacred days to transform your life? To challenge you to live differently, to live in a way that shows the world outside this place that brutality does not have to have the final say. What must you do within yourself to experience this week as something more than just the plain, tedious crawl towards the pastel pageantry of Easter morning? Come, bear witness to something from which the world has yet to recover. An event like no other, whereby we finally grasp the reality behind and under the word God. Come, bear witness to our God, our source, the very foundation of the universe. Come, bear witness to this source, willingly setting aside all power and might to take hold of an even greater destiny. Come, bear witness to this suffering servant, the man Jesus, who stood upright in the face of the religious and political elite, and prove to the world just how impotent and meaningless violent power really is. Come, bear witness to the source of your salvation, the source of your redemption, nailed upon a Roman tree. Come, bear witness and leave here forever changed by this revelation of such power.